Hey guys, it's Nancy Press, your co-host is Live Cope, LLC. We're a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. As always, I am not a therapist. I am simply someone that gets on here and gives you their opinion on a variety of subjects and accounts of them as well. And today, our episode that I have for you, we're going to be talking about emotional roadblocks. So I have noticed on my timeline a lot with this end of the year, there's a lot of things going on emotionally. There's a lot of emotional instability. There's also lots of grief, which is causing some of these emotional roadblocks that I'm seeing a lot of friends, acquaintances, just even on the Explore page. It just seems like a lot of people are going through these things. And so to talk more on this subject, you know, you guys know that I, you know, self-help and the self-love journey and all of these things, like, it's been very beneficial to me to consult others and to seek out like the assistance of others. So when it comes to this subject, I think it's like important to get perspective from people that have practiced and have put not only practice and effort into redefining what those emotional things are for them personally, but into helping others with that as well. So for today, I have someone very special with me that is going to talk about some of these things and, you know, just sort of how to help some of those emotional roadblocks. And that is Erin Luminous, who is a yogi, meditator, visionary, and personal development coach. Welcome, Erin. How are you?
Always fantastic. Thank you for having me on.
So happy to have you. So yeah, so on the subject of emotional roadblocks, like, tell us a little bit about you. Tell us how you've dealt with some of that, you know, some of the work that you do in this field. I would love to just hear more about it.
I've definitely dealt with emotional roadblocks. I've gone through a lot of, you know, mental and physical suffering, just like many people here on Earth. And, you know, out of that mental and physical suffering, I've gained a lot of understanding of how my own emotions work. So one thing about emotions is that they are not to be suppressed. It is natural for a human being to try to run away from their negative emotions. Anytime we feel pain, we try to run away from it. Isn't this so?
Yeah, you know, and it's so much easier to not think about what's hurting you, right? But in turn, what is that going to do? And in the podcast series, you know, I've talked about a couple of different things with me dealing with pain and turning it into something positive and channeling that, but it's so much easier to suppress than to actually face it face forward, because it's scary. It's very scary. It's very heavily, not only physically impactful, but you don't have like a source where it's coming from. It's literally just emotions, and it affects the physical body and the mental body. And so I think that's why a lot of times we suppress those things in the pain in an effort not to hurt anymore.
So when we say, you know, emotions, you know, every human being has emotions. So it's important not to suppress it. You know, many people, they want to completely suppress their emotions because it's so painful. When one tries to suppress their emotions, it's not getting rid of it. You still have the emotions. Every emotion that has ever existed within you still exists within you, just like every thought that has ever been thought still exists within you. And emotions are just that. They are just a more sweeter version of thought, or a more harsher version of thought. You know, you notice this, you know, if someone says something very mean to you, you know, first the thoughts arise, but then those very thoughts are making you feel that emotion. So it's just the thought, the way that you are responding to any given circumstance in your life is what's causing the negative emotion or positive emotion. If people had experiences of very positive emotions, they would not try to run away from it. It's only when an emotion is negative that they try to run away from it. The solution is not to run away from it. The solution is to accept it. Accept it as it is. Once you accept something as it is, then you're able to understand it better. And then once you have an understanding of something, you can, you know, work with it. And it's like that with anything. When you have an understanding of any, if you need to build something, you first need to understand how to build it.
I agree. I completely agree. You know, I think it's that piece of facing the emotion and actually looking at it straight in the face and acknowledging it. I struggle with that forever. And in therapy, you can't run away. Literally, the therapist's job is to bring that to the surface. But then you go home and you still have to face it, because it's not like it goes back into the, you know, the subconscious. It's there. And for me personally, that was one of the toughest things, because I wanted to suppress it, even though the whole point of therapy was to bring it to the surface, to be able to deal with it. But I felt like it was so on the surface, because when I talk about emotional roadblocks, at least for me personally, it's a combination of not only my emotion that I'm feeling, whether it's anger, anguish, like if I'm happy, if I'm sad, but I'm also feeling like negative thoughts or positive thoughts in my physical body. If the thought is negative enough, or if the thought is sad enough, like I will cry, or if I'm angry enough, like I might turn red. Like there's physical changes that I have also have noticed with all of this. And that's because I had to face the emotion that was creating the issue, that was creating essentially the roadblock, right? That was, you know, blocking me from being able to continue on my journey, on my road with, you know, without any blockages. And seeking professional help and having Aaron and having therapists and having people that can guide you in one way or another is super important. And, you know, listening to podcasts like this, like I thank you guys and I tell you, this is a form of therapy for me. I talk so much out with you guys and it helps tremendously, but there does come a point where you do have to seek professional advice, or you have to seek advice from those that are doing it, are putting these things into practice. And the practice part, like every time I get angry, I still have to practice. Now when I get sad, I allow the emotion to be in flow, because that's the very first ones that I had to deal with. But anger is one that I'm currently working on, and it's difficult, because when I get angry, I think hateful thoughts towards the person that made me angry, or the moment. And then I find myself stewing in a pot of negativity, and now like my whole day is ruined and I'm just overwhelmed with bad negative emotions. And that's what's like seeing all over my timeline that people are going through this, is like, we have to talk about it, and we have to like, no one wants to talk about these things. Like, no one wants to feel. It's easier to be like heartless and, you know, careless, because then we can just suppress. But suppressing is never the solution, right?
Exactly. And, you know, one reason, you know, like you said, like I was saying also, people don't want to feel these things because it causes pain. So how do we transcend the pain? How do we get rid of the pain? That's what essentially people are looking for. They want to feel positive. Everything that people are working towards is for pleasantness. They want some type of pleasant experience in their life. Just notice this. Have you noticed that the way you think is the way that you will feel? So if people want to change the way that they feel, they simply need to change the way they think. Now, the thing is, there's a mind involved. So people have complicated the mind. So one has to not get into the habit of thinking positive, but one has to understand the mind, how it works. And one has to have enough focus, needs to create a certain inner environment and external environment. And they have to create such an environment that is conducive for their growth. One reason why people are not experiencing positive emotions is because they haven't created the environment within themselves externally or externally the environment internally or externally to create the reality the way they want to.
I like that. I really like that, because man, creating your own reality. People say that a lot, but how do you create your own reality?
So this is, people are creating their own reality on a daily basis. And you do this You do this by, you know, the actions you take. So as human beings, we're made up of, you know, certain tools. We have certain tools that we carry within ourselves. We have our body, we have our mind, we have our emotions, we have our energies. So these four tools that we use, the way we use these four tools, that's going to determine the quality of our life. So how we use our body, how we use our mind, how we use our emotions, how we use our energy, these are the only four things that are going to determine the quality of our life. So one has to create a body that is immune to suffering. We have many people today. We have many people today that are suffering from multiple different types of conditions, which can be reversed. And why are people suffering from certain conditions? Now, this also ties into emotions, because when people are suffering something within the body, this also can create negative emotions. So learning to keep the body in such a way, or create a body in such a way that is immune to suffering, where you can just use the body, where you can just sit and be completely pleasant, you know. And unfortunately, you know, many people can create this due to many different types of reasons. The mind, you know, the mind is just an accumulation of your thoughts. It's just an accumulation of your memories. So does that mean you have to go way back in time and completely eliminate all those thoughts and memories? No, it just means that you need to learn to create new ones. So you have to imagine, you know, a reality that you prefer. And it all starts off in the mind. And then if you create pleasantness in the body and the mind, naturally the emotions will be pleasant. And then if the body, mind, and emotions are pleasant, naturally the energy will be pleasant, because you'll have energy in the body if the body's pleasant. If the mind is pleasant, then, you know, you'll just get to a point where, you know, external circumstances no longer matters. You know, external circumstances no longer determine how you will feel. It's your state of being that will determine how you will feel. So no matter what happens outside of you, that won't be no consequence to you. You'll start seeing that, well, you are creating your own reality just by your own internal state. So it's the state that you create within yourself that will determine the nature of your life, the nature of your emotions, the nature of the body, the nature of the mind, the nature of everything that you consider yourself.
Wow. I had never thought of it that way, and that it's so incredible that it's just four very simple things. Like, and I say simple because you already have them, you possess them, you don't have to go to any store to buy them. Literally, like, you own your mind, your body, your emotions, your energy. And if you can just turn that, imagine like what you can do if you can master your own mind, your body, your emotions, like your energy. It would be incredible. Wow. Thank you so much, Aaron. That's, when you put it so simple, it's like, oh, those four little things that we can do. Obviously, there's complexity within those four things, but when you can put it down to four bullet points that you need to focus on, it's quite beautiful. Thank you for being on today. I really appreciate it. If people want to keep up with you, where could they do that? Where can they find you?
So I have an Instagram, Aaron Luminous. And that's Aaron is spelled A-A-R-Y-N, Luminous. And that's also the name of my YouTube channel, Aaron Luminous. Right there you will be able to find meditations to, you know, also assist you in any emotional blockages that you may have or someone you know has.
Thank you so much. As always, guys, you can check out our website, lifecopeapp.com. Nancy I. Perez, if you want to keep up with me, take care. As always, be happy, be well, be safe.